Well, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our public hearings for the, so referring back to our first public hearing, which was subdivision 2021-22, The Woods at Burton's Pond Extended.
Anybody have any questions, thoughts on this?
No.
I did appreciate Mr. Gardner's telling us all about that, though.
Well, you know, it's helpful to have the background. It's not the subject of this public hearing, but when folks bring up these issues, I think it's a good thing if we can get an answer for them, we can get an explanation, because it helps us understand how things got to be the way they are. And in this case, it kind of confirms that it doesn't really have anything to do with the application we have, but it's good to know that.
Yeah, so. No, I was impressed. So, other than that, I'm going to make a motion to defer for further consideration.
A second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on the subdivision 2021-22, The Woods at Burton's Pond Extended. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item was subdivision 2021-26, Harper's Glen.
All right, folks.
I would say to everybody, the reason I asked the question, you know, we don't have any authority over DelDOT,
right.
You know, but they made the economic choice to locate that entrance. It wasn't DelDOT mandated. So I think that gives you all then, should you choose to do it, the freedom to, you know, if you want to address that entrance and its location.
Right.
I mean, you guys are charged with land use, not the economics of the developer.
Exactly.
You know? So.
And you made a great suggestion of that ending the road. Commissioner Wingate said relocate your stormwater management, even though it might be upland a little bit.
Well, I didn't understand. What I was suggesting with that one was where the road comes down, instead of having the entrance go in there, they could just take that lot and make it one of the lots of the development.
Yeah, but to preserve the lots that they said they'd lose, our council's idea of dead-ending that road just so they can get a turnaround saves lots.
Right, yeah, they'd still have all those
lots.
But so lot A would become a lot in the development instead of...
We can't. Because Mr. Fortunato said that they can't do that because of DelDOT. They have to be...
Yeah.
Inside, not on.
I'm not sure that's 100% correct, because to me that seems like that still just becomes a strip lot.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I just think they could be a little more creative on that and get their that have the same number of lots.
Yeah. Well, and I would just caution you all. You know, it's not the
it's
commission.
Not
yeah, it's not your obligation. No, to not only do that, but to preserve lot numbers. You know, I mean, it comes down to what makes
right.
the most sense.
I think if they put it on the middle lot, B, that would solve the problem. And they're not losing any other than one lot.
Yeah.
And when they put it on the middle lot, they can shift the entrance over to the west so that the right-hand turn lane fits mostly on that lot.
That's a wider lot.
Right. Instead of, you know, encroaching on someone's driveway.
Yeah.
You know me, I'm worried about safety for all of us. So.
Well, that's why
Mr. Hopkins and I had talked about, we weren't sure if DelDOT had mandated it because of the proximity to the intersection further down the road, but it sounds like they just chose to put it there, you know, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it look like there is enough room to get a slowdown, a right-hand turn lane off of that without having to buy an easement from, like, these folks right here?
It would still be on DelDOT property. They wouldn't have to...
DelDOT
right-of-way. But because the one person's driveway was, it would cut into their driveway, whereas the other people's driveways were on the other side, so it wouldn't cut into their driveway. It would be... after the driveway, so it's still not, you know, it's more safe than before.
That parcel P would really solve the problem.
When we get those flying cars, we don't have to worry about it at all. Until then.
The force main that runs from Allen's over to the treatment plant, Cheese Nest treatment plant, a half mile down the road, right? Aren't I right on that? Is that where the tree plant is?
I can't imagine that that's a possibility, or they would have pursued it.
Yeah, they would be asking for more smaller lots and more lots if they could make that happen.
So that's not, yeah.
I don't know, they're going to put them on half-acre lots, so they're going to let two of the acre, right?
Half-acre lots for septic permitting purpose.
They could go for the sewer, they could go down to 7,500 and get it right at two lots an acre.
Yeah.
They could peg it at two.
All right.
I favor relocating the entrance and letting them worry about how many lots they can preserve. As our chairman says, the engineers make the big bucks, let them figure it out.
All right, then I make a motion to defer for further consideration. Conditional use 2021-26 Harper's Glen.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2021-26 Harper's Glen. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The chairman abstaining because I did not participate in the public hearing. So, all right. Next item is conditional use number 2290, Toback Development LLC.
So I would just say that the details on conditions are important on this one. We have, and it's, well, I'm not going to say where it is or whatever, but we have situations in the county that Mr. Whitehouse knows about where they're approved as warehouse space, flex space, but they've turned into essentially like restaurant space, gym space, you know, so it's different if you have a warehouse, you know, or even an automobile repair shop, but if you have, you're operating a gym out of one of these and it's not designed for that and parked for that, it really causes
a problem. Well, that's why I asked about the parking, because I knew that it wasn't retail parking, but I wanted them to put that on the record.
Yeah, right.
You know,
but each unit could end up with retail space on the front with storage in the back.
Yeah. Well, that's why we got to look at the
that's
conditions.
Why it's, that's what makes it difficult, yeah. Because, you know, there's nothing wrong with somebody going in to look at samples or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't get that being a problem.
Right.
But the issues that Vince has raised are the things that would concern me, are the stuff that you know creates a lot of traffic and becomes a use that you really didn't intend.
Right.
Right.
And as a builder, I can't see myself wanting to be in a complex like that with other builders, so it's not going to be all contractors.
You know, I think it's probably it's mostly subs.
We go right next door.
No, you just rent the place, you don't use it, you just sit there every morning when all the guys are driving in and you make them job offers.
And you offer them a job.
There you go.
Great idea, become a headhunter right
there. There you go.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Gracious.
Recruiting center.
Okay, well I think you have a very good point with that about the, what keeps them from, you know,
unintended uses.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they provide. We can look at. They provided some conditions.
Bit, yeah.
I just didn't get a chance. I read them, but I just want to dig into them some more.
Oh, but what's going to keep, you know?
And Deldot hasn't had their way with them yet either.
Running out, and
that might change everything.
That could change everything. So
East European workers in the back. Sorry. All right. So
potential 100,000 coming.
We need them here, and they need places to live.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Right, and as the restaurants, we need them. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I make a motion to defer on conditional use 2290 Toback Development for further consideration.
Second. It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2290 Toback Development LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is change of zone number 1954, American Storage of Delaware LLC.
Any commentary on this project?
I mean, I can talk about the whole thing. I just have one question about parking. Is that enough parking for those apartments? I just know I've gone to people's houses that have parking like this, and you just drive around and there's no place to park, and it's.
And they definitely have a little extra space to add some.
I mean, I don't want to take up any more.
The other question I have was just on density. I guess with an MRRPC, they can.
That's a conditional use. You can go up to 12.
Go up to 12, yeah. I guess. Yeah. I was thinking, because MR is not 12.
Four.
It's four.
Lots.
Yeah. Yeah, but, good night. But yeah, but you can go up to 12. Okay. All right. That was my only question.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, in reference to change of zone 1954, I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Move second to defer action on conditional use number 1954, American Storage Delaware LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, in reference to change of zone 1955, American Storage Delaware, I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Move second to defer action on change of zone number 1955, American Storage Delaware LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Mr. Chairman, in reference to conditional use 2315, American Storage of Delaware, I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2315, American Storage of Delaware LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.